Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. The estate of the late Tupac Shakur has issued a legal threat to Canadian rapper Drake after he allegedly used AI technology to imitate Shakur's voice in a diss track aimed at Kendrick Lamar. The controversial song, dubbed Taylor Made Freestyle, and shared on Drake's Instagram, includes verses from Drake, a simulated Snoop Dogg, and what is claimed to be an AI-generated Tupac throwing taunts at Lamar. In response, Shakur's estate, through attorney Howard King, sent Drake a cease and desist letter, condemning the unauthorized use as a flagrant violation of Tupac's publicity and the estate's legal rights, giving Drake 24 hours to remove the track or face legal action. The friction comes in the wake of tensions between Drake and Lamar, who have subtly been at odds, particularly after Lamar's appearances on Future and Metro Boomin's album, We Don't Trust You. The estate's disappointment was further emphasized given Lamar's public respect for Tupac, deeming the use of Shakur's voice against Lamar as aggravating the insult. This incident highlights the rising ethical and legal challenges of AI in music, particularly in imitating artists' voices without consent, echoing a similar situation from the previous year involving AI-generated voices of Drake and The Weeknd. The estate urges Drake to comply and engage in negotiations to resolve the issue, warning of legal action, including lawsuits for damages and injunctions.
In a strategic move to bolster AI computing efficiency, NVIDIA has announced its plan to acquire Run AI, a company specializing in Kubernetes-based workload management and orchestration software. As AI deployments grow more complex across various infrastructures, RunAI's technology is crucial for scheduling and optimizing performance for generative AI and other demanding workloads. RunAI's platform, which supports all major Kubernetes variants and AI tools, caters to large enterprises and is already integrated with a range of NVIDIA products. By leveraging RunAI's expertise, NVIDIA aims to improve GPU utilization and infrastructure management for its customers, with a particular focus on large language model deployments. The acquisition highlights NVIDIA's commitment to enhancing its AI platform services and expanding options for customers through continued support for third-party solutions. This collaboration is set to create a unified ecosystem for accessing GPU resources, offering enterprise developers much-needed flexibility and efficiency. Adobe's research team has presented VideoGigaggen, a novel generative AI model geared towards upscaling videos up to eightfold their original resolution while maintaining clarity and avoiding the AI weirdness often found in similar processes. The new technology addresses challenges that previous methods faced, such as flickering and loss of detail, by combining the resolution enhancement capabilities of generative adversarial networks with improved consistency across video frames. The demonstration clips released by Adobe showcase the potential of VideoGigaggen, producing upscaled videos with such natural detail that it's hard to believe they've been modified by AI. However, this groundbreaking AI model remains in the research phase, with no immediate plans to incorporate it into Adobe's consumer-facing Creative Cloud suite. Adobe's foray into advanced video upscaling is part of a wider industry effort, with tech giants like Microsoft and Nvidia also developing their own video super-resolution technologies, highlighting the competitive push towards creating the most realistic and high-quality video enhancements.
In a significant move that places Saudi Arabia at the heart of the global tech race, the kingdom has begun channeling its wealth into upscale tech events and investments in computing and artificial intelligence. At the recent Leap Tech conference held outside Riyadh, congestion snarled traffic for hours as tech professionals from leading firms such as Amazon, Google, and TikTok flocked to the event. All eyes on the allure of Saudi funding, the desert conference drew over 200,000 attendees, witnessing major announcements like Amazon's $5.3 billion investment in data centers and AI technology in Saudi Arabia. IBM's chief executive, Arvind Krishna, highlighted the deepening lifetime friendship between the tech giant and the kingdom, amidst talks and deals across the tech industry. In total, more than $10 billion worth of deals were struck during the event, a strong indicator of Saudi Arabia's escalating influence and ambition in the global tech landscape. The European Union is setting limits on facial recognition technology use by law enforcement, while the UK government is heading in the opposite direction, actively promoting the expansion of such technology into policing. British ministers are seeking to give more forces the ability to scan crowds in real time, backed by a £230 million police plan, raising concerns among campaigners and experts about the lack of firm legal framework. the Home Office defends its approach, claiming it equips police with necessary tools and public trust is maintained. Even as civil liberties groups warn of invasive surveillance and structural issues reminiscent of controversial policies like stop and search. The proposed Data Protection and Digital Information Bill aims to overhaul the UK's data regime post-Brexit, but faces criticism for potentially reducing oversight by abolishing the Surveillance Camera Commissioner role. The government's insistence on the public acceptance of live facial recognition, or LFR, contrasts the concern that comprehensive and clear guidelines are lacking, as noted by the House of Lords Committee, which advises firmer legal grounding for LFR use. Despite these apprehensions, the Home Office is not only standing by its stance, but is also planning to extensively invest and further integrate facial recognition technology into law enforcement, citing public safety benefits and support for such measures. However, there's still a significant call for tighter regulations to maintain public trust in surveillance practices and democratic values.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.